It is an Anfield rap reaction show off the back of Michael Edwards leaving Liverpool at the end of this season being well and truly confirmed. I am Neil Atkinson and I will be joined by Rob Gutman and by Melissa Reddy over the course of this show, starting off just with Rob as Mel has other engagements that she's just dealing with at the moment. But I will start with you, Rob, and as and when Mel arrives, I shall usher her into the room. The key, interesting, I mean, with the Michael Edwards long letter and everything else, of the view that he's seemingly very much chosen his own moment here. All the stuff coming out says that Liverpool have offered him a lot of contract stuff. He appears to have very much decided that 10 years at Liverpool will do the job for him. And it's one of 10 years it's been, in the sense of, you know, he's seen a lot of things. There's been ups, there's been downs, there's been the biggest ups imaginable. And now this is it for him.
Yes, I'm looking forward to the book whenever it comes out. He has been the quintessential man of mystery, hasn't he? He's really let his the results of the fruits of his labour do his talking for him. To see him finally sort of pop his head above the parapet with this long form, long read of a statement is fascinating. And I've had to skim read it because it's so very long, and I'm looking forward to sort of lying in the bath later and just reading it with the dedication it deserves. Yeah, it has been a long career, quietly. Obviously, 10 years is a long time in any one place. And he makes that point that he was almost preordained to give the job no more than 10 years. We'll go on to talk about whether that's entirely credible or not, but he does say that, so we have to take him at face value. He's sort of presided over a phase of a Liverpool Football Club which has seen ups, downs, and then a period of really, I think we can call it, sustained and stratospheric success. And he has truly made his name in world football.
He's made his name in world football. He's brilliant with other stuff. We'll come back around to that. To me, it's the idea of where the breadth of this job has ended up. You know, I think we will always focus on the transfers because that is it is always the fun bit. But there is the building of an entirely new training facility. That is what underpins all the transfer stuff around players, around the data and the analysis, and the idea that this has got unbelievable breadth to it, which he goes on to be really clear about in his own letter. And to me, it feels as though it will prove to have been, and what happens next is almost, in a sense, the test of it, an enormous modernization program. If what happens next is Liverpool go to absolute pieces off the pitch, then it would suggest that actually he wasn't as good at his job as we all feel as though he is and feel as though he has been, because what he's been part of is this enormous modernization, which should well leave behind a structure that is able to withstand. If it doesn't withstand, then the job that was done wasn't up to what they would like it to have been, at which point there will actually be a bit of a sort of a reassessment.